Well, it's lovely to welcome you all here tonight to this very special service as we sort of go into the Easter weekend. And I was trying to get a sense of the feeling and the emotion in that upper room on that night when the disciples gathered together to share, of course, food and drink, but also as Jesus did this symbolic act. And funnily enough, this week I was watching YouTube and I was on and I flipped onto this clip that really captured something for me. And of all things, it was Britain's Got Talent. And as I watched it, it was a Roman Catholic priest, a 64-year-old Roman Catholic priest. And he turned up to this Britain's Got Talent, sort of very unusual, of course. And he sings this song. And it's a lovely song that he sings. But I think what's really significant are the words that he says at the start, and of course, who he is as he brings himself into it. And we're going to watch the clip now. And I want you also to watch the reaction at the end of his performance. What a powerful moment when he stands there at the end. There's just silence in this huge auditorium. All these people are just captured by something. It's powerful, it's emotional, it's poignant. And that was a kind of environment that Jesus found himself in when he was with the disciples in that upper room. It was a time when there was people hurting. Jesus was hurting. He knew what was going to happen to him. The disciples were wondering what was going to happen. There was uncertainty. And, of course, they got together to celebrate, as the Jews did, the moment in which Israel left Egypt, the Passover moment. But at that point, Jesus surprises them by doing something shocking. And that, of course, was he took out his outer clothing, his robe, and the sort of towel that was wrapped around his waist. And he poured some water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around them. And immediately there's a whole new world that arises in that room. And it's a world in which everything's being turned upside down. The master is becoming the servant. And it's symbolic, isn't it, of spiritual cleansing as Jesus has that moment with them. And he turns to Peter and he says, "Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." That, of course, is as the Passover is that moment of in a sense, washing, going right back into to Exodus, that moment of the Jews being set aside. This is a new covenant that Jesus is bringing in, a new promise, and a sense in which it's a different sort of relationship. It's a symbolic act of cleansing that takes place. And there is a profound mystery here at the heart of this story and at the heart of the gospel. And that is this. Before we can give, we need to receive. We need to receive the love of God, the washing of God. And to come, if you like, in a spirit of humility, not of control, and to allow God to work in our lives. Our call is not to do first, it's to receive from God, to receive God's love. And I think that at times like this, particularly at Easter, there's a sense in which sometimes we see Good Friday as the sort of the sad news and Sunday is the kind of really happy news, the good news. And there is an element of truth in that. But of course, Good Friday is also good news because Good Friday is all about God cleansing us and coming in. And that is what Jesus here is preparing them for. Will you allow your feet to be washed? Will you allow others to minister to you? Will you allow God to minister to you, to be the one who comes in and actually cleanses us? And so as we prepare for Good Friday tomorrow, we are remembering, in a sense, that there is liberation for us if we take it. That message of the Passover, of the Jews leaving Egypt, that is a message that Jesus brings in here, of seeking liberation. And I think for all of us, there's a part of all of us who is always seeking liberation, that sense of coming home into a place that God sets aside for us. And the second and final thing I want to highlight here is that it goes on then to affect how the disciples relate to each other. I'd be surprised if there was a single disciple who didn't leap to be the one who washed Jesus' feet. Because, of course, that is what you may want to do in that situation. But I wonder how many of them wanted to wash each other's feet. And Jesus there is just taking this symbolic idea. He's saying, I don't want you to be a slave, I want you to be a servant. I don't want you to be a slave like the slaves in Egypt. I want you to be a servant of the living God. And I suppose that's something as well for us all to think about at this time. I often wonder if people really understand the Christian faith until they learn to serve humbly. And of course, we all know it ourselves. Sometimes it's hard to serve, but one of the signs of real maturity is that sense of being able to serve as Jesus served here. And people who perhaps put their own agenda aside and are able to actually serve others. And we all know people who do that really well. Maybe we struggle with that, but that is a challenge here. This is a profound passage about how we view God and receive his mercy, but also how we view other people. Are we prepared to serve them, not just to receive from God, but also to serve in that way, to wash their feet? And of course, this is all happening within the context of one of the disciples being the one who is going to betray Jesus, and if Jesus knew about that. And that is that sense of the emotion that's there in that room on that night. And that, of course, is what we remember tonight. That sort of we come together and we remember that moment, not just of foot washing, but also of betrayal of Jesus as we look into Good Friday. Well, on Maundy Thursday, we look at this idea of servanthood. And those verses from Philippians chapter 2, he who did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but took the nature of a servant, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And so we remember tonight the Last Supper that Jesus shared with the disciples, but also that act of servanthood, of washing the disciples' feet in a very symbolic way. When I watched that clip of Father Kelly, there was something awesome about the way that everyone reacted to him. The song was lovely, wasn't it? It's a beautiful rendition. But it was also actually the priest coming forward and sharing his life with people. That was the thing that really you could sense, that sense of transparency, of servanthood, of pouring out his lives for others in a very humble way. And isn't it wonderful that the Christian life is fundamentally quite simple? We serve our Lord Jesus and we serve others. That's it. Jesus served his Father and he served the disciples, and we, of course, serve our Lord and we serve others. And so as we go into this Easter, may we be preparing ourselves for what God has for us in that sense of servanthood and servant-heartedness. As we are washed, that we also go forward to wash others. Amen.